Welcome to Self-Compassionate Professor, a career wellness podcast for mid-career and recovering academics who want more. More meaning, balance, rest, joy, and more clarity. Our motto here is no regrets. So glad you're here. Hello, hello, welcome. This is episode 171, and I'm Danielle Delamar. So good to have you. Happy June. Happy summer break. And for those of you on the quarter system, yay, congratulations. It's coming to an end. It's probably finals week or something at this point, right? So I hope you've had a chance to sort of breathe a little bit deeper. I hope you're, you know, just resting, because that is perhaps the most important piece at this point. Out of the rest, the insights will emerge, right? Out of the rest, you create space where your inner wisdom is able to flow. So today I want to take some time to talk about what I mean when I talk about a self-compassionate career path. And I guess I just want to take a second to really be with that imagery a bit. Self-compassionate career path, right? Like, what does that bring up for you? For me, it brings up, you know, a path of kindness, you know, really caring for myself and really making space for myself to be whoever I need to be, right? Whether that's someone who moves slow or someone who gets to follow that thing that really lights them up. I would say a self-compassionate career path gives you an opportunity to fall and the fall sort of be soft, right? So when things don't go exactly as you'd hoped and you've taken a risk, that fall is soft. It's a fall that comes from, you know, reaching for your potential and allowing yourself to do scary things, right? A self-compassionate career path allows for that, right? It catches you when you fall, and it pushes you just enough to do the thing you really want to do, even though it's scary. So those are the sort of images that come up for me when I think about a self-compassionate career path. But, you know, I have a few sort of ingredients that I always think about, and I perhaps will add to the list as time passes and I learn more. But at this point, having done this work for several years now, this is what I know. When many of us find ourselves in career crisis, we often have this knee-jerk reaction to try and fix the thing as fast as we possibly can, and avoiding as much emotional pain as we possibly can. And what we then tend to do is focus on the mechanics of the future, right? How am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do? How is it going to work? I got to push forward. And so what we do when we do that is we pull our attention away from the pain, right? We pull our attention away from the present, and we then focus on how to get out, as opposed to naming the thing we actually want, or really, you know, going inward and understanding what's going on with us. Like, there are all these pieces that we turn away from when we try to run from wherever we're at. And the other thing that we often do is not allow the healing power of slowness, of rest, of silence into our lives. Slowness, rest, and silence offer these sort of gaps within our everyday lives. And in those gaps, things come into perspective. Okay, so are you with me here? We are talking about being in career crisis, And when in career crisis, we pull away from the emotional pain, we pull away from the present. And in so doing, we're not moving in a direction we actually want to go. We're not connecting to ourselves deeply. We're often doing things we don't want to do. And because we're in such a rush to get out of the situation cleanly, right, unscathed, we don't allow for slowness. We don't allow for rest. We don't allow for silence. We want to get it done. We want to get it over with. We want to move forward to the next thing. But do you see in this that things start to feel really chaotic and stressful, right? I mean, you're not being authentic. You're not willing to connect to yourself. You're not willing to connect to your present situation. You're trying to run, and the energy in that is very, it's very much about like controlling, right? And it's very much about hustling. And so the chaos and the fog combined with the sort of hustle and the control, that is not an ideal scenario for you to feel supported in mind, body, and spirit, right? Physically, you're not getting what you want. Mentally, you're not getting what you want. Spiritually, you're not getting what you want. But a self-compassionate career path feels relaxed and free and open. Now, what I want to do is talk about each of these things I've named as an essential piece in walking a self-compassionate career path. So, the first one is being able to actually name your wants and your desires, right? So, what do you most long for? If money, time, or any other resources didn't matter, what would you do with yourself, right? What kind of career would you set your sights on? Okay, so that's one ingredient in a self-compassionate career path. And you can go back to my Vision Quest episode 122, and take yourself on a little pilgrimage, right? Take yourself on a little journey where you find what it is you actually want. Okay, so that's the first ingredient. The second ingredient is regularly connecting to yourself. Now, I've done episodes on self-check-ins, on self-dialogue, on managing stress, on noticing your nervous system state. All of these are pieces in regularly connecting to yourself, right? So, noticing where you are mentally. What are you thinking? What has the pattern of your thoughts been today? And what has the pattern of your thoughts been this week? And are those patterns motivating or energizing, or are they depleting? Are your thought patterns inclusive, or are they isolating? Do they offer a change of perspective, or are they frustrating? Right? So taking time to always pause and slow down and notice what it is you're thinking is huge, right? So checking in with how you're doing mentally, emotionally, and physically, right? I mean, often your body needs something, right? Like, I need to lie down. And even if I lie down on my office floor for 3 minutes, that will be better than not lying down at all. Right, so checking in with what your body needs as well. Checking in with what your spirit needs, right? Are you connecting to people? Are you connecting to the environment, right? Like, do you need a hike? Do you need a walk on the beach? Just noticing what your spirit needs as well. So that regularly connecting to self is really about noticing where you're feeling disconnected and finding ways to reconnect to yourself. The third ingredient to a self-compassionate career path, in my mind, is noticing your intent when you agree to do something. So, when you agree to do something, right, about agreeing to be chair or agreeing to be on a curriculum committee or whatever it is, I agree to be on this research project with a colleague I have. Okay, so what is your intent when you agree to do the thing, right? Are you doing it to make the person happy? Are you doing it to prove something? Are you doing it because you genuinely want to, right? That is a really important question to ask yourself. Why am I actually agreeing to do this thing? And if you're finding that you are doing the thing for anything other than genuinely wanting to do it, you set a boundary and you say, no, you're not going to do the thing, right? You want to follow that feeling. Like I said, that feeling of feeling relaxed, that feeling of feeling open and free. And if you feel trapped and bound and heavy when you say yes to something, you set a boundary and you say no. If you're really wanting to walk a self-compassionate career path, you notice what your intention is for saying yes to something. And you draw a boundary if it's not a good reason. If you're not feeling that full body yes. Okay, so I'm gonna go with the fourth ingredient of a self-compassionate career path, and that is setting boundaries, which I've already just talked about. But it's really about not just setting boundaries, like I'm gonna just set a bunch of boundaries and everything will be good and I'll be protected. But it's about like really practicing boundary setting, really having hard conversations, really noticing where your needs are unmet, noticing where you need to set boundaries, right? Noticing what kind of boundaries you need to set. It might just be a policy boundary where I'm not going to work nights or weekends, or maybe it's more of a boundary conversation you need to have with somebody, right? But just taking a second and really noticing where your needs are unmet and where you need to draw some boundaries. That's another huge piece of a self-compassionate career path. And then the last one that I have here is allowing for slowness, rest, and silence. I talked about rest in the workshop series I did last month. And one of the things we talked about is this idea of a bardo, which comes from Tibetan Buddhism. And essentially, a bardo is this transition between one thing and the next, right? We all experience transitions every day, all the time, right? You walk out of your classroom and go to your office to work on something new. That's a bardo. That's this sort of natural transition. It's this naturally occurring spacious moment where you can rest. And so honoring the bardos, honoring those spaces of transition, claiming them as spaces of rest. And it doesn't have to be for long, right? Like, I'm going to rest for 10 minutes is fine. I'm going to rest for 5 minutes is fine. But what you want to be doing is building that in your day, building that into just the way you do your job, right? You're resting very regularly whenever transitions happen, and you're moving slowly to give yourself transition time. You are making space for silence. Maybe you're going to do some meditation during those transition moments. But the point is that you are not rushing, you are not foregoing rest. You're moving in this sort of rhythmic way where you kind of slow and pause, and then you speed up for a bit, and then again, you slow and pause and speed up again, right? So there's this nice, steady pace to the way you work. All right. So those are the ingredients in my mind to a self-compassionate career path: being able to name your wants and desires, regularly connecting to yourself. And I'm talking several times over the course of the day. Noticing your intent when you agree to do something, setting boundaries, and allowing for rest, slowness, and silence. So, this is not an easy path to walk because so many of us are socialized to do like the opposite. Right? We're socialized to earn the accolades of others as opposed to, noticing what we actually want and moving in that direction, right? We're socialized to move quickly and hustle through things as opposed to moving slowly and processing. We're socialized to connect with others so that we can make sure that they're pleased with us, so that we can make sure that they approve of us, as opposed to checking in with our own emotions and making sure that we sort of approve of what we ourselves are deciding to do. It's hard, right? And it requires building a very, very strong relationship with yourself. And it also requires being willing to take a stand, to sort of resist what larger culture tells us to do, to resist what academia tells us to do, right? So if I want to feel supported in my career, mind, body, and spirit, I have to take a stand. I have to create something that isn't going to be created for me otherwise. And you can take a quick quiz to see, right, if you're on a self-compassionate career path by just asking yourself on a moment-to-moment basis, am I feeling open? Am I feeling free? Am I feeling relaxed in my body? And if you're not, then it's probably time to slow down, check in with yourself, check in with what you want, notice your intentions, right? Give yourself permission to set boundaries. And this is the deal. In order to walk a self-compassionate career path, you have to believe you're worthy, right? You have to believe that you get to do it, that you and your wants and your needs are important. They matter. If you want to start doing this work and doing it for real, join me for the Mindful Self-Compassion workshop series I'll be doing. It's a 6-week course. It's for academics and for those who are recovering academics. And it will help you to manage things like burnout. It will help you to manage things like motivating yourself with, kindness and care as opposed to sort of being hypercritical and mean. It will help you manage compassion fatigue, right? Like some of us are in these relationships with students who are struggling a lot and they need a lot of our help and it can become exhausting and we find that we don't have the capacity to show up in the way they need us to show up. Doing this short course will address some of those things so that you can show up for yourself and so that you can show up for everybody else a little bit more intentionally. So the workshop series starts on June 14th and it goes until July 19th. It's 1 hour every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And if you have to miss a day or two, I can send you the practices that we did that day so that you can catch up. Also, if you want to just check out the first session, right, just to make a decision about whether or not you want to do the whole 6-week program, email me at danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. Just ask me, hey, can you get me into the first session so I can try it out? And I will be happy to do that. The cost is $315 for the 6 weeks. You can pay in one payment or you can pay in two payments, one in June and one in July. And you are welcome to bring a friend for free. And as I say that, I'm reminded that that is one thing that I should have mentioned in this list of walking a self-compassionate career path. You need to have other people with you. You need to feel a community. You need to feel witnessed, right? Like really seen in what you're going through. And being in this 6-week course will give you some of that, right? I mean, it's only 6 weeks, so it's not going to give you all of that, but it will give you a nice foundation to get started with. And if you want to join the sabbatical program and you register before June 13th or on June 13th, you could register on June 13th as well. You could join the Mindful Self-Compassion workshop series without additional cost. So check it out. Go to selfcompassionateprofessor.com. go to career wellness workshops if you want to just register for the workshop series. Or you can go to sabbatical program and register for the sabbatical program. The sabbatical program is a full year, and we practice all the things I listed that make up a self-compassionate career path. All right, everyone, have a wonderful week, and hopefully we'll see you on June 14th for the first one-hour workshop on self-compassion. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Self-Compassionate Professor. Email me at danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. And for those of you who are committed to finding career wellness, I invite you to join the sabbatical program. We're a group of academics who normalize rest, play, and feeling whole. We make career decisions from that place. Find out more at selfcompassionateprofessor.com.